In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Yesterday, we got a lead on the missing bunny.
We did, finally. We'd hit a cold end.
Yeah.
We didn't know. Is that the right word?
Dead end?
Dead end. Hmm. It went to a cold case.
Cold case.
Just a combining the two. It's a cold end now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, recapping quickly. Bunny from my desk was taken, like a little statue thing, weeks ago. We've followed a bunch of different leads, led to nothing, and it's just still been missing until yesterday we had a new clue anonymously out of nowhere at our front desk, like in the front door. There's a little mailbox slit thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone put a photo of what looks to be my bunny.
This is insane. Someone's playing games.
And there's other bunnies in the background of it. So at first I was like, oh, maybe it's not mine. They're just like trying to be funny. But
yeah.
It looks like my bunny.
Yeah, it
looks,
does.
It's very similar.
I sent the photo to Chris.
Because this was the thing. Our first instinct was Chris.
Chris is playing games. He's the type of guy that would just do it for a bit of fun, a bit of a laugh. I said, send him the photo and said, do you know where this bunny is? I started to prod a little bit. He said, the stolen bunny. I know who, but I'm sworn to secrecy. This is what he said to me.
He
said, if you want a clue, but dot, dot, dot. I said, yes, who? Just a clue. And then the clue is joint force.
Jules was in the other week. She has denied it. I don't want to point fingers. She has denied it.
Yeah.
But Chris knows something and he says joint.
Well, when he said joint force, I immediately thought of Wacky Tabacky.
Right.
But.
Oh, that joint.
I don't know anyone. I don't know. Like, I'm not in that lifestyle. I don't do that.
Oh, so I went that he joined forces with someone else to do it. It's a two-person.
The clue is joint force.
Well, here's the thing. So,
I've got no idea.
Lockie, if you haven't seen already on our Instagram story, Lockie has done a full-on red line criminal investigation board, which is quite intense. And where do we go from here? Because you saw in the back of that picture was some bricks. It was at a house.
Yeah.
And you said it looks similar to the brick at Chris's house.
Well, that's what I thought. And then I thought about it and I thought, I don't actually think Chris has got that colour brick because it's like a dark brick. It's like a darker brick and I think his brick is like a lighter brick.
Right.
So I actually don't think it's Chris.
Lockie is at the door. You can come in, Lockie. He's joining the investigation.
Is he really?
I literally just walked in.
Yeah. How you doing? You're the one who put up the investigation chart up on the whiteboard.
Yeah. Big afternoon for me.
Yeah. You must have been busy.
I was really busy in the office and I thought, how am I going to fulfill my day?
Where are you going with this new information of the photo and then Chris saying the clue is joint forces?
So I only just heard that then.
Yeah, same.
Yes. Well, wow. I got the message and I thought I'd reveal it on air we capture our first.
Yeah, I literally walked in, heard you say that, and like I got tingles. I was like, wow.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
So where do you think we need to go with the investigation now?
I think we've got to go to the hobbyist outside of Total Tools.
Okay.
I think Chris is using us for free promotion and we're not going to give it to him.
Yeah.
We're not
going to go to the hobbyist out the front of Total Tools.
I think we've got to pull in a higher power.
Yeah.
Whether it be God himself.
I have a lot of contacts, but I don't have a contact to him, guys.
I think
we're going to church on Sunday.
The cell tower's down.
I think we've got to get police in. It's becoming. Guys, honestly going through the investigation.
You want blood, don't you?
I've put time and effort into this now.
I'm just annoyed that someone took something from my desk.
Yeah.
This is where I'm at with it.
Maybe Chris though is trying to just play us here.
Maybe.
Maybe he's covering. Maybe he's like the red herring. He's a decoy for someone else. We can't lose sight of what we need.
The bunny?
No.
Oh.
Justice.
We want the bunny back?
Okay, no. So we need to quickly decide, what is our next step? What are we going to do now? Are we conducting interviews? Are we going to try find where this photo might have been taken?
One of you needs to be good cop, one of you needs to be bad cop. You need to sort that out, and then we go from there, I think. And then we start investigating.
I think we get Chris on the show and Yeah. Just dig a little deeper.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea, actually. Yeah, figure out what he means.
He might slip up.
I have an idea. Hopefully he's not listening. We send, because some of the sales girls go to get coffee from him. Maybe we ask one of them to go.
And we
record it. We mic them and just get them to, like, casually chat, being like, oh, yes, I heard you took the bunny, and just see what he says.
Or they do the double cross, be like, did you know I took the bunny? And then if he's taken the bunny, he'll say, you took the bunny, I took the bunny.
Oh, the classic.
The classic double cross.
He's not listening right now because we've just laid our whole plan out.
This is the issue with this whole investigation.
The police don't go on a radio show and say, this is exactly what we're doing right now.
This is how we're trying to catch you.
I think we get Chris on the phone and that will be the next step of our investigation.
Okay. All right, pencil that in for Monday. Yep. We'll do some searching around Ballarat for the photo location. We'll see if that helps.
We'll see how we go.
Ballarat, now 103.1 with Josh and Maddie.